This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brian Sullivan is outstanding as always. CNBC anchor, senior national correspondent. And we play local music. Sully, this is a new one. Do you know this group?
Oh, I do not. You got me.
Hippocampus. Hippocampus.
Like two words, like a college campus for hippos, not like the thing in your, what is it, your brain?
Yes, that is different. That's very good. I like that. Savvy as always. Hippocampus, kind of like hungry, hungry hippo, which you must have played with your children.
Well, I'm playing it right now. That's so, I'm not joking.
No, you're not.
Five little kids. You know, 100% Panda Bible.
That's good.
My daughter is babysitting some neighbor's kids, and we just played Hungry, Hungry Hippos. And if you hear screaming, I got a bunch. I'm in Wisconsin.
You always
on vacation,
yeah.
And I got a bunch. I got a bunch of littles running around my house, and literally Hungry Hippos. I'll take a picture and put it on my Twitter.
You got to put that out there. That's so good. Can I say congratulations and express my disappointment? In this sense that I watched Last Call, I recorded Last Call every time it was on. And I thought the work you and your team did was great. I get the business. Sometimes shows last a long time. Sometimes they don't. You're still an essential part of CNBC. You're one of the main reasons why I watch. But I thought the work your crew did with Last Call was outstanding. And if I didn't have so much respect for you guys, I wouldn't say that, and I would be reluctant and feel bad if I didn't say it because I was a fan of the show, and I know only good and better things are coming your way. So congratulations.
Appreciate it, brother.
On a show.
Yeah, listen, we tried it. When they said do a 7 o'clock, I was like, you realize nothing's ever worked at 7, but we're going to put up a good fight.
Yep.
And we did, and the show, I thought the show, and by the way, thanks to you, thank you for the comments, and thanks to everybody. We got thousands
I believe
of
it.
Tweets and emails and comments. And you know what? I've been working weird hours for about 7 years. I need a little break.
Good.
I'm up here in Wisconsin and growing a beard, eating too many chicken wings. I'm going to drop some pounds. But then, yeah, after Labor Day, it's going to ramp up because you might have heard we have an election.
Yes, we do.
Coming on. I don't know if you're aware.
Yes, we do.
There's a Minnesota guy involved.
We do have a Minnesota guy involved. So let's go to last week. The vice president, the soon-to-be presidential nominee, Kamala Harris, unveils a portion of an economic package, and the headline was, I'm going to take on price gouging, that we're all sick of inflation. We think it's more than just the amazing amount of money that the government put in because of COVID shut down the world's economy, that I'm going to go after the evil corporations and take them on. I know this sounds good in theory to some people. Let me say, as a consumer, I'm a bit skeptical how this is going to work, when this is going to work. Your personal view and the smart people you talk to on a regular basis, what did you think of Harris's proposal on price gouging?
Well, it doesn't exist. That's not the proposal, but you know, long-term epidemic price gouging, there's no proof of anything. It's not my opinion. PIMCO, which is one of the most respected, you know, investment firms in the world, put out a note today just basically saying, to your point, it's a boogeyman. Listen, what are you supposed to say? Federal government policies created a 20% jump in inflation over the last 3 years? Because that's what happened. Milton Friedman.
That's the fact.
The world's most, government spending. I posted it to my Twitter. Money supply, which is what's called M2, versus inflation. And their money supply soared during COVID. 6 to 9 months later, inflation soared. Money supply is coming down. Inflation's coming down. Because I love Minneapolis, I looked at General Mills, not picking on General Mills, but they're a Minneapolis company.
Mm-hmm.
Their adjusted gross margin down from last year, operating profit of $3.4 billion, same as a year ago. Net earnings actually down 2.5%. The stock is almost the same price it was 4 years ago. So if one of the world's biggest and best food providers is gouging, General Mills is not very good at it.
Yeah, it's a very good point. Well, a number of people, by the way, who are left to center, were skeptical of this. And you probably saw this. Jason Furman, who formerly was with the Obama administration,
yes,
on their economic policies, now at Harvard, you know, big right-wing organization that Harvard is, he said about the proposal, the price gouging part, this is not sensible policy. And I think the biggest hope is this ends up being a lot of rhetoric and no reality. There's no upside here, and there's some downside. So I'm baffled for a couple reasons. One, practically, I don't see how it works. And two, she's getting this honeymoon, right? And she's going from town to town, and she's speaking, and maybe she'll finally actually answer some press conference questions maybe next week. But when she's trying to show, it's very clear, she's trying to show that she's moving more to the center. She's now for fracking. The single-payer idea, no, I'm not for that anymore. She's trying to show that she has the left. She even buttressed that further with Tim Walz.
Mm-hmm.
But if she's trying to move more to be a center-left politician, this is the way to do it? To me, this is not the way to do it.
Well, it's also a – so you know who – there was a president who tried
– yes. I know where you're going.
Some type of federal price. His name is Richard M. Nixon.
Yeah.
And in 1971, he instituted some federal price controls. It failed miserably. We don't want to go. I don't think we want to go back to Nixon. Now, let's be clear. I want to be clear because the media takes it too far both ways, right? And as a member, we're both members of the media. I think we can agree that with intellectual honesty. So first off, this is not going to happen because it's not something a president can do. Anything, a new law has to be passed by Congress. So if there's a law sort of banning federal level price gouging, because by the way, some states have it. You have a terrible snowstorm up there in Minneapolis. Some gas stations can't get gas. So the guy that does raises it to $7 a gallon. There's a lot of states that'll say that's gouging. That's illegal, right? There's no federal ban. She'd have to go through Congress. Okay. She's probably going to have a Republican Senate and or Republican House. You think that we're going to have a divided Congress, that unless we get some sort of blue wave, which we could, by the way, because things are, you know, who knows what these polls are saying, you're going to get something like that through Congress? I don't think so. And I don't think we want to go back to the age of Nixon. But what are you supposed to do? You can't blame yourself.
Yeah.
You can't blame the spending policies that you were a part of for the reason people are suffering. But that's the truth. The second COVID package in 2021, the PPP money, the second round, not 2020, second round. Man, I'm here in Wisconsin. Okay. I went into a boat dealer the last time I was here about a couple weeks ago. You know what he said? He had guys coming in here that had lost their jobs during COVID, were then rehired on cash off the books, and had $200,000 in their bank account. Guys that made $50,000 a year. And they were paying anything for like a fishing boat or an ATV because they were just getting PPP loans and getting all kinds of, you know, that's the inflation. That's it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No, you're 100% right. And candor and honesty would be a novel concept. So let's go to her opponent, Donald Trump, who even when last week when they're trying to get him state disciplined, and that's the most ridiculous thing, he's the campaign manager, he's the boss, he's the communication manager, he's just going to do whatever he wants. If we don't know that by now, you're not paying attention. The other day, he's giving a speech, Sully, and he's talking about tariffs because, you know, we had some tariffs with China when he was previously president, and he's talking about even stronger tariffs, and he's trying to tell us that if these tariffs happen, it will only hurt the other country, China. It will not affect any of us here in this country. Who the bleep believes that? Who is he telling
not
that
me.
To? I mean, honestly.
Well, nobody believes it. Again, this is the. You got to understand, D.C., in my opinion, is a trillion-dollar corporation. Okay, the blue team and the red
yep.
team, they're like Exxon and Chevron. I mean, in my view, they're all just political corporations. The amount of money that's on the line here is so great, you got to face stuff, okay? So listen, Goldman Sachs said that for every 1% increase in tariff, consumer prices will probably go up 0.1%. So if Trump gets reelected, you know, passes some of these new tariffs, consumer prices will rise, according to Goldman Sachs, and that is what we call inflationary. Donald Trump's also been called the king of debt by Minneapolis-based firm Piper Sandler.
Yeah, right.
Not insulting. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying he's a, you know, and that can also reignite inflation. Here's, and I don't want you to tell anybody this. It's just between you and I. Nobody else is listening, right? The two sides are pretty similar economically.
Well, that's what I was just going to ask you. Okay, expand on that.
Well, you look at some of the, it's sort of pro-America, pro-union. I know Trump's not as overtly, vocally pro-union, but he's making, you know, make it in America. That's why you just talked about the tariffs. We need to bring the manufacturing back. The, you know, aside from some small marginal tax differences, right, and maybe what they're going to blame inflation on, Trump, of course, will blame the current administration. Mm-hmm. Harris and Walz will blame General Mills and Best Buy, right? So I'm using Minneapolis corporations there. But their economic ideas, at least as far as we know them, because we don't know a lot about Harris yet, and that's the tricky part for the vice president. She's had a heck of a start with Walls. They got a lot of momentum. But now you're going to have to make some policy. Her website is literally
nothing.
Has no policy on. I have no idea what she stands for. So does she continue Biden's policies, which are very unpopular, according to polls, for the economy, or does she have to kind of throw her former or current boss, or not boss, but, you know, her president, sort of semi under the table because she has to create her own economic identity? It's going to be a tough needle to thread, I think.
Yeah, and I'll be curious, is she going to keep leaning left or does she move in the middle? Last thing. And it's our friend Brian Sullivan from CNBC. Excellent, as always. There are still plenty of indicators, Sully, about the economy where either it's strong or it's getting better. And we've laid out other significant issues. Do you think it's fair, whether it's Harris or Trump, that the next president for the next couple of years might be walking into an economy where it's going to take off even further? You know this better than I. A lot of times presidents, when they take over, it has a lot to do with what they've inherited and what the previous president has done. Are we at a point, obviously the market is on fire and has been for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Are we at a point where, whether it's Donald Trump part two or Kamala Harris part one, where the next couple of years the economy in this country might be very good?
Man, it's hard. That's a great question. It's so hard to know. Every piece of data I see that says the economy is weakening, then I see something where the economy is doing better. Again, I think it depends on where you are. So where I am in rural Wisconsin right now, everything is for sale at a major discount. Okay. I can go get, you know, a Polaris, another Minneapolis company, Polaris Razors, those four-wheeled, you know, sort of dune buggy things. They're offering $6,000 and $7,000 off a new Razor right now.
Yeah.
I was just there yesterday looking at boats. Anything to high-end discretionary, that's discretionary. Huge discounts, at least where I am. But every plane is full. I fly all the time. Every hotel is full. Every restaurant seems full. I don't know, but your point is a very, very good one. Whoever gets elected is going to inherit a very different world than 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, $35.1 trillion in national debt.
Yeah, right.
Okay?
Which we never talk about.
Which is doubled in 10 years. Doubled.
Crazy.
In 10 years.
I got to go, sir.
It hasn't seemed to matter.
Yeah. Great stuff as always. Enjoy Wisconsin. Go back to the Hungry Hungry Hippo. Put that on Twitter. we need to see it.
I'm going to take a picture right now.
Awesome.
Take care, guys.
Sully. Sully, CNBC on the Twitter machine. Check him out. Do it now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.